there, folks. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com, the online business podcast center. Hello and welcome to today's quick tip. Just recently, I gave a quick tip on joint venture letters and how you really believe, I believe, it's important to add some actual honesty, to add some emotion, to add some truth into the kind of letters that you send out. Not just some crappy sales letter message, click here and buy this before everyone else does. There's a whole lot more to it than that. In that particular letter, the sample which I gave, I used the example of how one local business person sent out a letter to his VIP customers, and I mean there were thousands of them, sent out the letter to the VIP customers all around the country and made it possible for them to receive a massive discount above and beyond additional discounts already offered at a jeweler come Christmas time. Let me just give you the back up, the residual value, the true value of future thinking in joint venture marketing. This is where it comes down to, folks. In that particular example, and this is a documented case, the jeweler, giving away so much profit, knew and recognized that the majority of these people, if looked after well, would become his lifelong customers. I've got to ask you this. Do you look at your customers as lifelong customers? He knew that if he gave away a certain percentage of them, a certain percentage of his products, that he would get them in the door the first time. Well, in that particular case, 2,780 people took up the offer. And the jeweler gave away a whole bunch of profit to those 2,780 people. But let's just look at the numbers of a hypothetical. Let's assume that only 10% of those who took the offer would have come back during the following year and, say, make an average purchase of, let's say, $500. Now, the jeweler not only profited from the original deal, okay, he didn't lose money. He gave away a lot, but he didn't lose money. Well, in this example, if that were to happen, 10% would have returned just $500. He would earn an additional $70,000 that he would have never if he hadn't accepted the joint venture referral. Now, of course, you know, jewelry is just a keystone pricing, meaning there's a massive markup on it. Well, folks, we deal in e-products, most of us. Jeweler might have 100%, we can have 10,000% because the whole thing is practically profit. Are you with me on that? So let's say that only 10% of the people would return in that example, spend, I don't know, $500. You can make $140,000 profit. Are you with me on that? So what if you were to cut that profit now on your next deal and take only 25% for yourself, 75% goes to your joint venture partner? Look at the back end, future thinking, joint venture marketing. That's the key that I want you to grasp hold of today and accept that joint ventures is not about just shooting out some quick email, making a few bucks. No, if you do it right and you care for your customers, they can become yours for life and be worth thousands of dollars each over the next 10, 15, 20 years. This is Paul Bars signing off. You have a great day. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.